Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for the next question? And this is not, I haven't prepped you for this at all, Ava. This is in honor of Brandon Lee Gowton of BleedingGreenNation.com. Did the Eagles' loss hurt less on Sunday because they are Super Bowl champions? Yes or no? Because I'm going to read this before Brandon comes on. Al, I would like your thoughts on this too. Brandon Lee Gowton wrote in Bleeding Green Nation, "For me, this loss doesn't feel like losses used to as an Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. That's not to say it's pain-free. It's still very disappointing. It's just not as terrible as it used to be because the Eagles won the Super Bowl." On the line with us, very controversial, Brandon Lee Gowton. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Brandon, I read this, and I got angry because I was already angry at that game. I thought it was so winnable. I didn't like so many things about that game, and I knew somebody would say this. You're not saying a lot changed, but you took it better than you normally would take an Eagles loss. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And look, also, I'm not saying everyone should feel that way. I'm saying for me, my personal experience is that when the Eagles used to lose, it used to be the end of the world because it felt like, okay, this is another step towards them not accomplishing this thing that I feel like they may never do. And the fact that they have, it doesn't make it feel awesome. I'm not happy after they lose, but do I feel as bad as I used to? I don't. I don't think I do.
I'm going to tell you, it got me thinking about myself as a fan and how I bring anger into most Eagle games, Brandon, right? So, like, on Friday, I was already prepping for Alex Kemp, the rookie ref doing his first game. And when he threw four flags against the Eagles and nothing against Tampa early in the game, that set me right away. It was like I didn't even realize the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I was angry. Then I was angry at Foles for the fumble. Then I was angry at the defense because they couldn't cover DeSean Jackson. And by halftime, I was frothing the same way I do when they usually lose. I had no less anger or passion than I did before. Did you, Jonesy?
I had a little bit less.
You did. Rhea, did you have a little bit less?
Not at all.
Not at all.
You know I was just as angry.
You know what I'm thinking, Rhea? You and I are angry people.
No, I'm not. But when I watch, see, no, the point is, and this is why I, you know, the process people and some of the Phillies people, I watch a game and I base my reaction to the game on that game.
Yeah.
It's real simple.
You can separate everything else
from
that experience.
I watch that game.
Right, so I won't ask Al because he never has any passion. But Brandon, when you write, this took guts to write. This took guts to write. What kind of feedback have you gotten?
I think a lot of people were split on that. I think some people were saying, this doesn't change anything. The Super Bowl doesn't change anything for me. I still feel pissed off. And that's fine. I get it. And that was, to me, I would say I wasn't so angry about some of the things that happened on Sunday. I mean, I was angry with some things, but I think it was just more frustrating. If I'm splitting hairs there and if there's a difference there, I think that's what it was. It was just I know this team is capable of playing better. We've seen it before. They were making some dumb, avoidable mistakes. At the same time, I felt like, you know, the Buccaneers deserve a little bit of credit. They beat the Saints in New Orleans, and now they put up some big plays on the Super Bowl champs. Ryan Fitzpatrick is randomly playing out of his mind. That's frustrating.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they deserve some credit, too. So that's kind of where I was at with that.
Yeah, that's why I never, ever give the opponent any credit. I never have. I doubt I ever will. There's one other thing associated with this that I want to run by you, Brandon, because maybe I'm frustrated at all these early injuries. Because I was even thinking about Mac Hollins, pulled groin before the season opener. And Darren Sproles pulls his hammy during practice. Jason Peters goes down early in the game with a hammy and a calf. And I'm going, are these guys not taken care of themselves the same way because they won? I mean, do you get to a point where you start questioning that? Because they've had so many. They got no wide receivers anymore. Do you start to wonder if winning a Super Bowl has made them not pay as much attention to being ready to play?
I don't know if it's that as much as I think there's just, we all talk about Super Bowl hangover. I think there's a physical hangover. I think, you know, those guys, especially Jason Peters and Darren Sproles, are players who are now both, Sproles is 35, Jason Peters is 36. They're coming off major injuries. It's just a tough spot. The physical hangover of not having as much time as you usually do to prepare, or just that time off you had in the off season. And I just think it's unlucky to a certain extent. I mean, like you said, Mac Hollins goes down. Alshon Jeffrey obviously had to play through an injury all last year just to get to the Super Bowl, and now he's feeling the effects of that and putting that off. And it was worth it, obviously, but now you're getting the bad side to that. And then Mike Wallace going down in the game. Like, there's just been a lot of bad luck early on, especially with the wide receiver corps, and then running back, too. I mean, for Darren Sproles to just get hurt in practice last week is kind of just really random and unfortunate. And then Ajayi, the same thing. Early on in the game, he goes out, and all of a sudden you're down to two running backs. So it's just kind of, and then Richard Rodgers in the preseason. I mean, like, that's another thing that hurts, because now Josh Perkins is playing a lot. So they've kind of just been really snake-bitten by all that.
Josh Perkins, look him up. I'm not sure who he is, but he got a lot of snaps on Sunday.
Yeah, yes.
All right, a couple other things here now. All right, so let's say we have a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover. Is Carson Wentz the cure for that?
I think Carson Wentz at his best can be. If that's the question, are we going to get Carson Wentz of last year right out of the gate? I don't really think that's fair to expect, just because, you know, you feel like there has to be some kind of adjustment period. You know, I've seen him look great in practice, but I don't know if that means it's going to pick up right from the games. I think you look at what we're seeing with Deshaun Watson with the Texans. I mean, he's not looking awesome to start this season. He is coming off an ACL injury that actually happened before Carson's. Now, they're two different players. I don't know how Deshaun Watson has been attacking his rehab. I don't know if it's all the same there, but I think there's a cautionary tale. I think we can't just expect Carson Wentz to be MVP again in game one, but I do think when he is at his best, I think that's what the Eagles were missing on Sunday, because Nick Foles, obviously very appreciative of the Super Bowl MVP and what he's done for this team, but he's not a guy who is going to help you win in spite of all odds, and I think Carson is that guy.
Absolutely. You've been an Eagles fan your whole life, Brandon?
Yes.
Favorite quarterback in your life on the Eagles? Who is it?
It's Carson.
There it is.
It's very recent, but it's Carson.
I'm telling you. I don't care. Brandon, I like the other guys. I love this guy. And I am beyond thrilled that he's back. And I just can't wait. And I am not buying into you, him being rust and all that stuff. Because you know why? Because even though the coach said yesterday he's not Superman, to me he is. I expect him to come out, light it up for 350 yards, Eagles win in a rout. That's what I need to see. I don't want to get all this angst like I had for the game last Sunday. That's what Jonesy, you with it's me? Gonna,
he will come out flying, and the crowd will be on fire.
The crowd will go
it's
nuts.
It's going to be a fun afternoon.
Now, let's end this, Brandon. You and I together breaking a story. You want to help break a story? Let's break a story this morning.
Sounds good.
All right, because I read you every day several times. I love Bleeding Green Nation. I think you guys do an amazing job over there. And I have put X plus Y equals, and I think you and I together can name who the Eagles are going to sign today to add to the wide receiver core. All right? Now, just let's play this out. A week ago, Corey Coleman was coming here in New England. He ended up signing with New England. Then New England yesterday signed Josh Gordon, and they gave him a fifth-round pick, which wasn't all that much.
No, it's not.
Right?
Well,
I guess the way we're getting on that, Brandon, is the Eagles weren't that involved, right? They didn't want him that much?
Yeah, it sounds like they weren't really in on him as much.
No, okay. So now they cut Coleman. Who is going to be signed today, Brandon, by the Eagles to add to the wide receiver corps?
Are you telling me here it is Corey Coleman?
We're breaking the story. Hmm? Rhea, get me the update. Maybe it all fits.
Maybe you should listen to the update once in a while.
Oh, was it in there already? Wait a minute. Was it in there already?
I said in one of my updates, the Patriots cut him, and there is word he could wind up here.
Do you think Coleman will sign today here, Brandon?
I wouldn't be shocked. He was supposed to have a workout here last week. It didn't happen. He signed with the Patriots. I think the Eagles have to do something at wide receiver. They can't just move forward with Kamar Aiken playing 78% of the snaps. It's crazy.
Can Coleman help right away? He is a talent, right? He was a high pick.
He has the speed. That's something they need. If Wallace isn't going to play, they need someone who can stretch the field. They don't seem to trust Shelton Gibson. I would take a look at Corey Coleman.
We're breaking a story. Brandon Lee got it. It'll be on later today. It'll be on BleedingGreenNation.com when it becomes official. Great job, Brandon. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.